stop button.
Hello, I hope it's sunny wherever you are today. I just love sunshine, but then I've always loved light, light of any kind. When I was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa in college and found out I was legally blind, I also found out its symptoms were night blindness and tunnel vision. I could go into a dark restaurant and my pupils would gape wide open trying to soak in any kind of light to no avail. And that's how it was wherever I went. I could tell the difference between darkness and light. So I desired more and more light. We put in fluorescent lights, liked lots of windows, especially on the south side. And all of this helped me get around. It helped me cook and clean. In the beginning, it helped me see that people had a head and a body, and then people kind of became a shadow until they weren't even existent. But during that process, light would allow me to tell that there were things on a counter or that there was a desk there, even if I couldn't see how many shelves it had. Later on, as my tunnel grew smaller, then I had to rely a little more on feel, but I still used light to confirm what room I'm in and to see what doorway to walk through. So light has always helped me. One day, my husband and I got to talking about that because light is so important, and he told me, he said, "Honey, it's not the light you're seeing. When you look there, you're seeing the reflection of light off of the wall or off of some object nearby." And that got me to thinking, Jesus is the light of the world, and just like the sun, we can't look directly at the light. And while we're on earth, we can't look directly into Jesus, but we can see his reflection on earth in others. So the same way a glossy picture is going to reflect more light than a matted finish, then some of us Christians reflect more of Jesus than others. So today I just wanted to give us some food for thought and a little challenge. You know, we should be reflecting Jesus so that they will look to the light, just like I see the reflection first, and then I can look to the light. And we should reflect Jesus and then guide people to him and a relationship with him. So today I want to ask, are you a matte finish or a glossy finish? How much are you reflecting Jesus in your life?